We also offer the do not list. So how to post a classified ad comes with the do not do these things list. One, never post the same ad twice. When you discover how well these pre-written classified ads work, you're going to be very tempted to post the identical ad in two different categories of the same job search website, the same classified ads platform. For example, you might want to post the ad titled, "It's More Fun Here," both in the customer service category and in the sales category inside Craigslist. This is a big, huge, giant no-no. Please, please don't do it. It will red flag you and your Craigslist account. Craigslist and other job search sites do have software to detect overzealous posting, and they will inadvertently consider your ad spam or scam. So they'll terminate your Craigslist account if you do that. So that's why it's a no-no. Just establish a new Craigslist account by following the directions on page 40 if needed. By always using a different ad and different phrasing, you're going to keep your Craigslist account active. And it's a good idea to look at the pre-written ad you're using and then just switch up a few minor words or one phrase just in case another executive in our company is posting the same ad at the same time in the same city, in the same category that you are. Number two, never enter these three things in the body of an ad. Craigslist and other venues often inappropriately discriminate against network marketing, so do not put the words network marketing in your ad. They will learn it's network marketing when they call your 1-800 number. Do not put website links in any ad. Do not put your 1-800 number in the body of any ad. Put your 1-800 number in the contact phone number box, the little field that you're allowed to type it into, after Craigslist approves your ad. That's the golden ticket right there. The applicant will hear network marketing three times in the 1-800 voice message and then one more time in the booking the appointment script, right? Both of these tools are used in this system. They're mandatory. And both of those tools pre-qualify applicants, and they're vital components to this system because we never ever want to bait and switch. Number three, never share your website in an ad or during the first script. We talked about that a little bit. So never share your personal website during the booking the appointment script. Your objective is to schedule the business overview appointment in about 90 seconds with that script. Your goal is to have qualified applicants who earn $30,000 a year or more meet with you for an in-person group interview at a classy resort lobby near you. Face-to-face meetings close more applicants because of the live human factor, and sharing your website up front gives TMI, too much information. It'll cause you to lose the applicant in the beginning. So don't make that mistake. They will end up making an uneducated, premature decision because they just have too many things to look at. And a confused mind never makes a decision. So if you are asked for a website during the booking the appointment script, it's very easy to say this. The website is gogreengetpaid.com. Now, let's see if you qualify, right? And you get right back to the booking the appointment script. So memorize that. It's on the script itself in this book. Never share the words Esante Organics with callers. You want to share your own business name that you made up. It doesn't have to be a professional name. It can just be a, you know, Smith Organics or, you know, Eric's, you know, sales team extraordinaire. What? That's obviously silly, but just create your own professional business name. It doesn't have to be registered. Just make sure it's professional. And you will share that company name during the booking the appointment script if that question comes up. If a caller asks you for the name of the company, have your personal company name ready, Smith Organics. Make it simple and unofficial. Share your own company name only when asked and get right back to the booking the appointment script. Don't share the name Asante Organics because your lead or applicant will likely Google the name and you could lose your lead. We don't want that to happen.